Victory, anything. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee, I need thee, oh, I need thee, every hour. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee, oh. I need thee every hour. I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee, yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Have your way. 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 Have your way in me. My soul said yes. 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 Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many manifold blessings, God. We want to thank you for another day that you have allowed for us to see. Thank you for allowing us to rise this morning in our right minds. For God, you tell us to rise early. Seek you early in the morning while you may yet be found. Before we find ourselves busy running about the day, before we find ourselves overwhelmed with things that come with being parents and being adults, things that come with being at a job and having responsibilities. God, to seek you first while you may yet be found, before we become distracted or before our day becomes full and busy. God, it's important for us to seek you, God, while our minds are clear, while our thoughts are clear. Oh, God, while we don't have too much going on and we're not too busy. And so, God, I want to thank you for giving us an opportunity, oh, God, to rise early in the morning, to put flesh under subjection, because, God, I know this morning my flesh, my body desired a little bit more sleep, but I thank you, God, that I find myself in the house of the Lord this morning, leading us in this time of prayer, God, corporate prayer and corporate praise. We magnify your name, God, because you're worthy of our praise and you're worthy of our adoration. God, you're worthy to be lifted up and you're worthy to be adored, God, because we are alive because of you, God. We are breathing because of you. We live because of you, God. We move and have our very being, God, because of you and because of your faithfulness, God. Your mercies, oh God, they are new every single morning, God, because your faithfulness is great, God. Your consistency is great, God. Oh God, your God, your patterns, oh God, are all the same, oh God, and you've been the same, God, yesterday, today, and forevermore. And so, God, you've been a good God since the beginning of time, God. John said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and all things were made by you. Everything that we have this day, you made air, God. You made water, God. You made food, God. You made land, God. You have been good to us, God. You made protection, God. You made the words of keeping power, God. You are everything, God, that we need to live. And so, God, we thank you for life, God, that we have in you this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, alive because of your goodness, God. We are alive, God, because of your mercy, God. We are alive, God, because of your grace and your favor, oh God. And so we thank you, God, as we rise this early in the morning, God. We just want to say thank you for life. And the awesome thing about it is that you don't just give us life, Lord. And too many, God, of us as believers are walking around, God, in, oh God, lives, oh God, that do not meet up to the standards of someone, oh God, that is called a believer, Lord. You have made us a royal priesthood, God, a chosen generation, God. We are a peculiar people. We've been called out of darkness into your marvelous light, God. And so, God, we are somebody special in you, God. It does not matter, oh God, the amount of our wealth, God. It does not matter, oh God, the amount of our riches or our standing, oh God, in this world, God. But what matters, oh God, is that we know that you supply all of our needs, God, and that we know, God, to find ourselves to be content, because it's our God that blesses us. It's our God that sustains us, God. You're the one, oh God, that gives us life, oh God, and allows us to live an abundant life, God. And so, God, what we have right now, God, is abundant life, God, and we want to thank you, God. We know that there is greater, God. But God, we thank you for the life, God, that you have given us today. Oh, God, and a life that's more abundantly, God, not more lacking, God, not more in chaos or confusion. But you come, Jesus. You come, Lord, our Savior, our Waymaker, our Redeemer. You came that we might have life, and that we might have life more abundantly. So I thank you this morning as we begin this corporate prayer, thanking you for life, God. I'm alive because of you, God. I'm moving right now because of you, Lord. My hunger and my thirst after your righteousness, God, is because of you, Lord. I'm not chasing after fame. I'm not chasing after glory from men, God. I'm not chasing after riches that will decay, oh, God, treasures, oh, God, that will cease and die and decay, God. But I'm seeking more of your anointing, God, this morning. I'm seeking to live, oh, God, in you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm seeking for more light in my ministry, Lord. I'm seeking more light in my walk, Lord. I'm seeking more light in my relationships, Lord. I'm seeking more light, God, in my finances, God, in every area of my life, God. You told us to seek you first, your righteousness and your kingdom, and you'll add all these things. You'll add everything that we need to live, and God, you'll add everything that we need, God, for success, God, and that's life in you, God. And so, God, that's our desires this morning. morning, God, is to thank you for the life that you have given us, Lord. Thank you, oh God, for allowing us to be here this morning. Hallelujah. I feel your glory, oh God, in this place right now. Oh God, and we thank you, God. I breathe because of you, God. Hallelujah. I sing because of your goodness, God. I sing, oh God, as the songwriter says, because I'm happy, God. I sing because I'm free, God. You have freed me, God, and I thank you, God, today. I will not be able to live, oh God, in shackles, oh God. Oh God, or anything that ties me down. But God, you have set me free. No longer am I bound by the chairs of this world, God. No longer, God, am I bound, oh God, by the sins of this life and the sins of the flesh, God. I have been set free, Lord, and I thank you, God, today that I'm no longer bound, oh God, but I'm alive. Hallelujah. I'm alive to be a witness for you, Lord. I'm alive to be a light for you, God. I'm alive, oh God, because I put down the law of the flesh. The flesh does not dictate what we do, God. Oh God, but we're following after the law of the Spirit, oh God, who has set us free, who has redeemed us from sin, who has paid the price, oh God, when we should have been condemned, when we should have been consumed, when we should have been hung up on the cross. Oh, God, the blood has given me life. The blood has set me free. Oh, God, and so, God, I'm alive because you have freed me, God. Oh, God, and I thank you, Lord. And I'm alive because I can keep my mind stayed on you. I don't have to be bound, oh, God, in any area of my life. God, I don't have to be bound in my finances. I don't have to be bound in my walk, Lord. And I don't have to be bound, oh, God, in my thinking and my thoughts, Lord. Because if I think on you, if I find myself meditating on you, if I find myself thinking of your goodness, God, if I find myself thinking about your mercy, hallelujah, if I find myself sitting, oh God, remembering the great things and the doors that you've opened, God, if I find myself, hallelujah, oh God, thinking about how you have brought me for a mighty long way, God, I can't help but thank you, God, today, oh God, because I want that living, oh God, before I met you, Lord, I want that alive, oh God, and well before I met you, oh God, but every day that I've been with you, God, you blessed me and you sustained me, God, you, oh God, counted my faithfulness as something, oh God, good, oh God, and you compelled me, God, to greater and mightier works in you, God, I'm alive, oh God, today, living in victory, God. Because of your grace and because of your mercy, God. And so we thank you, oh God, for an opportunity to come before your presence, God, and to thank you for life, God. Thank you for our careers, God. Thank you, oh God, for our families, God. Thank you for our loved ones, oh God, today. Thank you, oh God, for allowing us to be vessels, oh God, in this dark and dreary world. We are alive. Hallelujah. And if any man is in Christ, God, you've given us newness. And God, life is something that is growing, Lord. Talked about it on Sunday, God, hallelujah. Life, oh God, something that has life is consistent, growing, oh God. It's consistently growing, God. Whether it's physical or spiritual or mental, God. Oh God, we are alive in you, God. And so, God, each and every day, God, we need you, oh God, to continue to breathe in us in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, breathe life, oh God, into us, the life that only you can give, God. You are the one, oh God, that allows us, oh God, to walk and talk, God. Oh God, you are the one that allows us to stand, oh God. Oh God, in this evil day, God, you're the one that keeps me, oh God, from falling, God. And not only that you keep me from falling, but you present me faultless, God. Oh God, before your throne, God, you keep me and present me, God. And so, God, you help me, oh God, to stand, oh God, in spite of what flesh wants to do. But I thank you, oh God, that it's not about flesh and blood, God, but it's about, oh God, principality, spiritual wickedness in high places, God. Those evil things, oh God, that we are, our arms are too short to fight with, God. But what we can do is we can fight, oh God, those spiritual things, God, by putting the flesh under subjection, fasting, oh God. And then not only just fasting, but by praying, God, our weapons. Oh, God, are not carnal, Lord. Our weapons are mighty, oh, God, today. And so one of these weapons is prayer, God, and we commit ourselves to praying to you in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for the sacrifice of time. I thank you, God, oh, God, for honoring our commitment, Lord. I thank you, God, oh, God, for breathing life into us. I thank you, God, for another chance to say yes, God. I thank you for all that you have done. Oh, God. God, in the sexual and fervent prayer of the righteous, God, we must consistently, oh God, chase after you. We need renewal every day, God. We need strength, oh God, every day, Lord, because yesterday's mercies and yesterday's strength, God, and yesterday's favor, God, is not enough for today, God. Oh God, I know your blessings, oh God. Oh God, they are yea and amen, God, and you can bless us so. Oh God, that it overflows us, it overwhelms us, God. But I want that overflow, God, today, Lord. I want that blessing, oh God, today, God. And I say thank you in advance for, God, what you have in store. Oh God, for the people of God on this day, God. For this is the day that you have made, God. Another day that you have blessed us, God. Another day that you have sustained us already, God. Another day that we already had the victory, Lord. Another day, God, that we can magnify you in advance. We can praise you, oh God, in advance of blessing us all day long, God. For how you will keep us, oh God. You'll keep us in perfect peace. How you'll sustain us. How you'll provide and meet the need, God. How you'll make a way out of the way, God. How you protect us, oh God, and allow goodness and mercy to follow us all the day of our lives, God. We say thank you, God, because you shower us down with so many blessings that we don't have enough room to receive it. Oh God, so God, help us to think on those things that are simple and little, God. And so as I pray often, oh God, in my own personal time, God, I thank you, oh God, for the very air that I breathe. God, I don't take air for granted, Lord. I don't take it for granted, Lord, oh God, because you breathe. The Bible said you formed us and you shaped us, God. Then you breathe the breath of life into us, God, hallelujah. Oh God, and then on the day of Pentecost, you sent your spirit down, God, to breathe life back into us, even the more, God, and chose to dwell in these temples, and we say thank you, God, that you thought, oh God, something about good about me, that you chose to dwell with me, God. Thank you, God, that you didn't leave us here, oh God, all by ourselves, but you sent us a comforter, God, a spirit, oh God, like none other, God, you sent us your spirit, Lord, and we thank you, God, today, oh God, that we don't have to walk in this life on our own, and you breathe into us, God, breath of life, God. And so, God, we ask that you breathe life into every area of our lives, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, God, because our prayers, oh, God, are availing much, God. We thank you for the healing, God. We thank you for the strength, oh, God. Our prayers breathe about life in us, not only in us, but our prayers, God, it breathes life into those that we intercede on their behalf. And we say thank you, God, for using us as vessels, oh, God, to be used for your glory and for your honor, God. Hallelujah. That's the line, God, that I'm moving, oh God, and growing in you, that my spiritual walk, God, and my spiritual appetite is growing in you, God. And it's you that breathes us and breathes into us life, God, in every area, God. And so, God, we want to grow stronger in you, oh God, hallelujah. I don't want to just grow, oh God, to get riches and wealth, or, oh God, get stature, oh God, or get, oh God, favor from men, God, but I want to grow more in you, that I may be more like you, that my image, oh God, will match the image that you see in me, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, you see a holy man and a holy woman, God. You see some people, oh God, that are great, oh God, and that you desire for more greatness in their lives, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, each and every step, God, of the way, oh God, that we have seen in the Bible, God, is that you have blessed your people, God, in spite of trials and in spite of tribulations, oh God, in spite of life circumstances, God. You allowed our trials and our afflictions, oh God, to make us stronger, God, and draw us nearer to thee, God, and to grow us in you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. So, God, these weapons that are formed against us, God, they're not there to kill us, God. They're not here to kill us, God, but you saw something in us, oh God, to take us higher, God. You saw something in Job, God, that you wanted to have his life grow even the more, God. So in his trials and in his tribulations, God, it was an opportunity to show himself good, oh God, to show himself, oh God, as a servant that you saw him to be. And so, God, we desire that calling and that walk as well, God, when trials come our way and when tribulations come our way. Oh, God, help us to stand, God, and trust you, God, like never before. Help us to know, God, that all things will work together, God. Paul said, and we know that was without a shadow of a doubt, God, that he knew that everything that was coming his way, Lord, oh, God, the good things and the bad times, those things that he forgot about and while he was pressing towards a higher mark and a higher calling, he knew, he said, and we know without a shadow of a doubt that all things work together, oh, God, for the good of those that love God. And to those that are called according to his purpose, God. We have been called to your purpose, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we have been called out of darkness into your marvelous light, God. And you have, oh, God, great things in store for us. Great things in store for us. God, you have great things in store. Oh, God, so help us to live and not die, Lord. Help us to die to sin, God. Die to our flesh. Die to selfishness, God, and to live more for you. We offer our bodies as a living sacrifice, God, holy. Oh, God, this day and acceptable, God, unto you, God. That's the least that we can do. We can least, the least that we can do for the one who blesses us and who woke us up this morning. Some of us thought it may have been that alarm that woke us up, but it was because of your grace and mercy, God, because when we went to sleep, God, oh, God, we didn't have a right to wake up in the morning, God, but because of your grace and your mercy, God, hallelujah, you blessed us to see another day, God. And so, God, when you allow that alarm to call us, oh God, and wake us up, Lord, oh God, to offer unto you sacrifices of praise and sacrifices of prayer, God, because you have purpose for us on this day, God. And so, God, breathe, oh God, into us life, even the more, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Oh God, your life, oh God, is like none other life, oh God. Oxygen, God, it helps us, oh God, to grow and allow our bodies, oh God, to continue to function, God. But the life that you give, oh God, nothing can take it away, God. Nothing can consume it, God. In the name of Jesus, it's the life, oh God, that brings life evermore, God, like a well of living water, God. Spring up, oh God, right now. Spring up in our souls. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Spring up, oh God, well, oh God, living water, God, that will make us whole and make those that hear us, God, whole as well, God. Life, oh God, evermore, God. Oh, God, life is what I ask for this morning. Oh, God, life, more life in you. We know all things work together. God, the sufferings of this time cannot be compared, oh, God, to the wealth and the riches, to the promises, to the rewards that you have for those that will seek you, God, and that will trust you, Lord, and that will commit to you, God, and that will submit to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, riches, God, the high prize, Paul said. It's a mark of a high prize. It's each and every God day. Each and every day we have a high prize that we can chase after, that we can press towards, oh, God, that you can help us make it to. And God, that's our desire, God, to take this journey of life one day at a time, God. Old things are passed away, God, so whatever it is, oh God, that we are not supposed to carry along this journey, along this life walk that we have with you, Lord. Help us to release those things in the mighty name of Jesus. All those things that weigh us down, God. Those things, oh God, that cause us, oh God, to deviate from your plan and from your mission, God. We want to walk in abundance of life in the mighty name of Jesus. And we want to obtain, God, and God, and gain, God, the whole world, oh God. In the name of Jesus, gain it for Christ, Lord. We don't want to lose our soul, God. So we want to gain more of you in the mighty name of Jesus. We want to gain life in you. Hallelujah. We don't want to lose our soul. So I got to correct that, God. We don't want to gain the world, but we want to gain, God, is more anointing, a greater anointing in you, God. A closer walk with you, Lord. That's life, oh God. Being in your heart and being in a relationship with you, Lord. That's life in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Knowing that we can trust you without a shadow of a doubt, God. That's life, oh God, and more abundant life, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, a walk, oh God, and a talk, oh God, that expresses your goodness, God, everywhere we go, God. That's life in the mighty name of Jesus. Finding ourselves content, God, in whatever state that we find ourselves in. That's life in the mighty name of Jesus. Being willing to give, oh God, in the midst of lack, God. That's life, God, because you provide everything that we need. Trusting in you. Alive in you. And so, God, take us throughout this day, a journey, oh God, that you have set before us. Thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you know our ending from our beginning. Hallelujah. And you're worthy of our praise. You're worthy of our adoration, God. You're worthy to be lifted up, Lord. You're worthy to be adored and magnified. Hallelujah. And so we bless you, God, because you have been such a good God, Lord. You have been so great to us. We can search all over and never find a God like you, Lord. We can look high, we can look low, God, and we'll never find anyone that's compared to you. You are magnificent, God, and we choose you this day, God. Joshua said, choose you this day whom you're going to serve, Lord. And we choose you, God, because there is life in you. You are the best option, oh God, for us and the only option for us. The other option, God, comes with death, Lord. But everything that comes with you is life, Lord. And we thank you again for life and life more abundantly. We thank you for an opportunity to pray. Men ought to always pray. And we find ourselves consistently here meeting you on Tuesdays at 7 and Wednesdays at 5:30 and Thursdays at 7, meeting you, God, to seek your face and to seek your direction, Lord, to seek your anointing, God, for the day, God, the day that you have ahead of us, God. Thank you, God, that you know our ending from our beginning, God, so you can work your way back to us just where we need you at and more. And, God, some of us need you, God. Some of us need you early. God, some of us need you early, Lord, and some of us need you at the noonday hour. God, trials and tribulations, some of us come, oh, God, in the evening hour. But, God, whatever our situation is that we're in desperate need of you, God, we can just call upon you and you'll answer us, oh, God. And not only will you answer us, God, because some people we call on, God, they answer us, but they don't do anything for us, Lord. But when we call upon you, God, you answer us and you show us great and mighty. Things, God, you're there to redeem us, God. You're there to protect us, Lord. You're there to cover us, and you're there to make us stronger, God. You're there to speak through us, oh God, and help us to be the lights and the vessels that you need for us to be, God. You're always there, God, just when we need you and more. So, God, help us, oh God, today, oh God, to rest in you as we walk along this journey, as we take this journey of Christianity, God, as we walk along in this life, God, we need your help, Lord. We want to make your name proud and make your name glorious, oh God, and we want to continue growing in you, God. We don't want to take any steps back, because backward step, God, means that we're falling short of your glory, Lord. But, God, every step we take, God, whether, oh, God, the battle is, God, hard or not, God, we know that the battle is not ours, God, that it belongs to you. So, God, no matter what the enemy has said, God, no matter what it may look like around us, Lord, let us be alive, oh, God, and well, God, because you are our keeper and you are our redeemer, God. And so, God, we just need to know, God, that your glory will be revealed in our lives. So, God, show us your glory even now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Show us your glory, oh, God, and inhabit our praises as we bless your name this morning, God. Oh, God, we worship you, oh, God, and we adore you, Lord. We magnify you and we bless your name, God. You are a mighty God. You are an awesome God. No one compares to you, God. You are magnificent in all your ways, God. You're glorious in all your ways, God. And we acknowledge, God, that you alone are our God. Oh, God, let his mind be in you, God. Give us the mind of Christ, God, in the mighty name of Jesus as we walk along, oh, God, this perilous way, God. Oh, God, we need Jesus with us constantly, Lord, and we need, oh, God, to have the mind of Christ, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, who is willing, God, a mind, God, that says yes to your will, Lord, and yes to your way, God, a mind that says, God, whatever you have for me to do, God, I'm willing to do. Whatever you would have me to go, God, I'm willing to go. A mind that was like Jesus, God, as he walked along, God, this life, God, he lived a victorious life because his trust was solely in you. He lived, oh God, because of you. And we live today because of you. We live today because of your sacrifice. We live today because of the love that you have for us in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak life, God, into every area of the hearers of this word this morning. We speak light into their finances, Lord. We speak light into their relationships in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, the devil comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. God, he comes, oh, God, to take away life, God. But, God, you came that we might have life, oh, God, today. And so I speak life, oh, God, on our jobs in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, I speak life into our children in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to train them up in the way that they should go so that they will understand that they can get life and an abundant life in you on their own, in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak life, oh God, into ailing ailments, God, physical issues in the body, God. I bind, oh God, diabetes and high blood pressure, Lord, any sickness, any ailment, God, I bind it right now, God, because those are signs of things that are not functioning properly, Lord. But God, you can touch and you can heal, Lord. You can renew, God. You can make over again in the mighty name of Jesus, God. You are a healer, God. You are a way maker. God, you are a God, a redeemer, and a strong power, God. There is nothing that's too hard for you. So, God, I pray, oh, God, that as I pray that you would touch, oh, God, the bodies of those that are listening under the sound of my voice right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Heal, oh, God, right now, God, of every ailment, of every sickness, of every disease right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Bring comfort, oh, God, even to little simple things, God, little headaches, oh, God, or minor aches, God. Bring comfort and bring healing, bring renewal, bring strength, oh, God. Help us to be more than overcomers that we can continue, oh, God, to press towards you. We want to get into your bosoms, God. Meet the goals. The high prize, meet the mark, oh God, that you have called for us in this world today. Thank you, God, that we can come to you and we can take time out to pray and seek your face, God, and you grant us strength, hallelujah. You grant us mercy, God, hallelujah. You pour out your spirit, God. You say, they that wait upon you, Lord, you shall. There was no doubt. There was no if, ands, or but. It's a possibility. No, the word says, they that wait upon you. And as we pray, God, we are waiting upon you, waiting for your direction, waiting for your guidance, God, waiting for you to equip us and strengthen us and give us everything that we need and more. We can't go, God, half empty, God, because we may run out of gas. But, God, every time we seek your face early in the morning, God, we need you to pour out your spirit upon us and fill us with everything that we need, God, to be successful in the day in the mighty name of Jesus, because obstacles come, God, and if we're not sealed with you, God, oh, God, those things may cause us to run out of gas, God, and when we run out of gas, we're in a state of vulnerability, God, but God, we don't need to be vulnerable, God, as we seek your faith, God, we come to you this morning, God, for you to fill us up with everything that we need and more in the mighty name of Jesus. Fill us up, God, until we overflow with you, God. Fill us up with your goodness, Lord. Fill us up with your mercy, God. Fill us up with faith and love, God, in the name of Jesus, with your spirit, God, the fruit of your spirit, God. We want our cups to be filled with you. And as we walk along this day, hallelujah, oh, God, that we may be who you've called for us to be. We have been made in your image, God, in the likeness of you. That's who you created us as, to look like you, to act like you, to walk like you. And, God, our desires today is to be many yous, God, people who are faithful, people who are consistent, people who are merciful, people who are loving, God, people who are kind, God. We want to exhibit the traits of our Father. So, God, have your way in us even now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Have your way in us even now, God, in the name of Jesus. Help us not look on those things that we see before us, God, those obstacles, those issues, God, those hindrances, God. Don't let our minds focus on those things, but help our minds this day to keep our eyes focused in on you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lean not unto our own understanding, but in all our ways we acknowledge you, God. That's what we need, God. Is to continue to look towards Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Oh, God, we look to you, God. We look to the hills, knowing that our help comes from you. Our help comes from on high. God, we look to you, and we offer unto you this morning a sacrifice of praise. We do it in the house of the Lord, God. I represent the people, God, here today. I stand before you, God, representing the people of God this day. Some are on their way to work, Lord. Some are already at work. Some are in their beds, oh God, listening on the phone, calling and praying along with me. But I intercede, oh God, on their behalf and stand before you and offer you this praise this morning. We lift our hands, God, in the sanctuary. We lift our hands in submission to your will. God, we declare this morning not our wills, but let thine will be done in our lives, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And since we belong to you, God, there is no lack in you, God. And so, God, in any area of our lives, if there is lack, God, we bind lack, God, and we speak life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, you came, oh God, that we might have life, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, since you supply all the needs, God, you know just what we need and more this day. You know that. You know just what we need. Oh God, you know the things that have us weighed down. You know the things that cause us to become concerned and even fretful, God. Help even our unbelief, God. We believe that you're able to do, God, that you're able to breathe life, Lord. But even help our unbelief, God. We need miracles, signs, and wonders not only to be performed in our lives, God, but we want this place to be consecrated, this house, God, to be consecrated so that miracles, signs, and wonders can be performed in here as well, Lord. But if we're broken, oh God, if we're battered, oh God, if we're confused, God, we can't come together, oh God, to do great things, Lord. We can't come together with one accord and with one mind. Oh God, so help us even now, Lord, in our homes, God, help us even now on our jobs. Oh God, help us in every area of our lives, our finances, our spiritual walk. Oh God, our dependence upon you. We don't want to lean onto our own understanding. We don't want to chase after anything, oh God, that will have us chasing our own tails around. But God, we seek for you, a greater anointing, a closer walk, God, more power, Lord, even more responsibility, because God, to much is given, much is required. And you require so much from us, God. You paid a high price. Our bodies don't belong to ourselves. We don't own ourselves, but we were bought with a high price. And so we give ourselves away to you. We give ourselves back to you. We yield to you. We allow you to take the wheels over our lives and take us along this journey called life. Oh, God, and to bless us. So as I wind down in this time of prayer, God, I pray for those that have been consistently on our prayer list, Lord. Bishop Cherry, oh, God, in Manassas, Lord. Pastor Miller in Utah, God. Those that we know that have been on our prayer list. Recently added my brother, Freddie Posey, God, on the prayer list. God, we need you to touch those bodies, God. Miss Wynn, Lord, who was going through some ailments, Missionary Howard said, God, and they don't know what's going on. Same with my brother, God. They don't know what's going on in his body, God. But you know we commit them to you. Oh, God, we place them in your hands, God. And we know that you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think, God. We're asking for healing. We're asking for deliverance, Lord. We're asking for strength, God. And you are able to do it, but God, you're able to do so much more. Call on the name of Bishop Ted Thomas, God. Heal, deliver his body. I call out the name of Stephen O.J., God. Father passed away a couple of weeks ago. We pray for strength for him, Lord. We pray for the Blunts, God. We met them on this past Saturday as we did outreach, evangelize, and Culpeper, Lord. And he lost his mother, God. We pray for comfort and strength for that family in the mighty name of Jesus. There's some other names, God, that are not coming to my remembrance right now, but God, you know the prayers of the people, God. You said the effectual and fervent prayers of the righteous, they avail as much, because God, we continuously find ourselves calling on those names, Lord. We're willing to intercede on behalf of those, oh God, that are in need. Thank you, Holy Ghost, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We call out the name Mother Sylvia Law right now, who just went through surgery, oh God, this past week, God, and we thank you for the success in the surgery, and we thank you in advance for the success in the recovery right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We also call on the name of Sister Lisa Law, Evangelist Lisa Law, God, who asked us, oh God, to keep her before you in prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. You know the situation, God. I don't know the issue, God. I don't know, oh God, the need, Lord, but you know all, God. You know just what we need and more, God. You're the God that's everywhere, God. You're the same God in Africa as you are the God in America, God. You're the same God in, oh God, Antarctica, God, as you're the God in South America, God. You're the same God everywhere. You know everywhere we are need. You know everywhere we need you, and more, God. You are there. You're omnipotent, God. Omnipresent, God. All-knowing, God. And you know the cries. You know the pleas of your people. And so we call out their names even now. And we ask you to work on their behalf, Lord. That all things work together, oh God, for their good. We pray for Mother Thomas, Lord, Mother Towns, Lord, touch them and strengthen their bodies even now in the mighty name of Jesus. And then as I do on these Wednesdays, God, I call out the names of the members of Praise Center Church of God in Christ. I thank you for them. Before I get to them, God, I call out the names of the pastors in these areas, God, those laborers, those workmen, God, that I'm laboring with in the gospel ministry. Oh, God, I call out Superintendent Tony H. Campbell, God, and Assistant Superintendent Eddie Pruitt, Lord. Pastor Kenneth Hackett and Pastor Floyd Hawkins, Lord. Pastor Satterfield, Ray Satterfield, Pastor Wayne Cream, Lord. Pastor, oh God, Andy Cork, Lord. Pastor William Cornick, oh God. Pastor Clifton Cooley and Pastor Lawrence Clyett. I call out my brothers, Lord, and my dear friend, oh God, Pastor Brian D. Jones, God. We pray for the ministries in this area, in the Northern Virginia area, God, that we're able to work together, God, to do a greater work for you, God. My brother, Pastor Sam, oh God, I can't think of his last name, God, but you know who I'm referring to, God. Oh God, bless the people in this area, Lord, that we may be the ministers that you need to be, God, that we'll be willing to work together to take the cities back for you, that we may put our imprint of holiness, our imprint of the gospel, God, in this area in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for every church in this area, Lord. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, every church in the city of Dumfries, Lord, and every church in the surrounding area of Northern Virginia. We pray for the success in ministry, Lord. Help us to be viable ministries, God, not just here to open up the doors on Sunday, God, and to collect the offering, God, but that we may be about our Father's business doing ministry, Lord, praying for the sick, oh, God, interceding on behalf of others, God, laying hands, oh, God, and declaring healing in the lives of those people. So, God, we want Praise Center to be a place, oh, God, that you choose to dwell in. And so, God, as we enter into this place to offer unto you sacrifices of praise, oh, God, we desire that you come in here and inhabit the praises of your people, shower down your anointing, oh, God, and to grant us favor, peace, and strength, oh, God, like only you can provide. And so we pray for Lady Yolinda McCowan, Lord. Pray for Sister Diamond Starr. Pray for Brother Eric McCowan and Sister Crystal McCowan and Brother Aaron McCowan. Those that started out and came with me to branch out into this area of Zion that you called me into. We pray for Mother Evelina Dean McCowan, God. Thank you for such an awesome woman of God, Lord. And we miss her, and we look forward to the next time, God, that she can come and be with us in fellowship and be with us in worship in person, God. But thank you for the technology, God, that allows her to tap into tuning, God. So continue to keep her attached to us, oh, God. Oh, God, that we may continue to breathe life into her in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for Missionary Myrna Howard, God, and Brother Eric Coulter, Lord, and Sister Connie Coulter. We pray for little Jalen and Christopher, Lord, and Yasmina, Lord, and Zachariah, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for Sister Valerie Miller, Lord, and Brother Victor Merriweather. And then we pray for those that you have coming our way, Lord. We thank you for a filled house, Lord. You made this house for a reason, God. You placed us here for a reason, God, and we have these chairs up for a reason. And God, it's our desire that you would equip us with everything that we need to fill this house, Lord. Oh, God, with those, God, we want you to send them in, God, those that know what's right, God. They're not willing to come in, Lord. And so, God, the husbandman said, bring them in from all areas, God, to this feast that we have, God. And we are prepared a feast here, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, so send them in, God. Send in the lame, oh, God. Send in the halt, oh, God. Send in, oh, God, the drug addict, God. Send in the prostitutes, Lord. Send them in from the fields of sin, oh, God, that we may provide a feast for them, oh, God, and that they may be able to behold your glory, oh, God, and hear the good news of Jesus. Bless us as we go throughout this day. Bless Lady McCowan, God, that she prepares herself for a coffee break with Praise Center. They're walking in high heels in high places. Grant her favor, grant her strength, and bless her that she may encourage the women of God to reach for a higher calling in you. And then, God, as we go throughout the day, keep us in the heart of your hands, God, and then bring us here later on tonight for our prayer, praise, and study. We'll walk into this place and magnify you. We'll enter into your gates of thanksgiving, and we'll come into your courts with praise, ready to magnify you and ready to glorify you. And so, God, we love you, God, today. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for this time of prayer, and we thank you for all that you have in store for us on this day. We bless your name even now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you, people of God. We want to thank you for taking time out this early in the morning to come and tune into this early morning prayer. I want to thank you for your commitment to pray, because as we commit to prayer, God will commit to doing great things in our midst. Missionary Howard said it a couple of Sundays ago that when we're with one spirit, one mind, one soul, one body, we're with one accord. And when we're with one accord, there's nothing that can stop us. And so as we continue to pray, I want to encourage you to keep those on our prayer list fervently in prayer. I also want to encourage you to use our prayer line. I mean, not our prayer line, but our prayer wall, to add your petitions, add your concerns, add whatever it is that may be needed, that may need prayer. Add it so that we can work on your behalf. We can kneel on our knees and to call out your name or call out that situation, that God may reveal himself in our lives and that he may take us higher each and every day. I want to encourage you that today is just a day. Don't worry about tomorrow. Forget about yesterday. Just enjoy God's journey, God's presence that he's given you this day, and walk in victory and walk in his anointing on this day. May God bless you. May heaven shine upon you. Bye-bye.